When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Did you hear that? There is a fascinating shift in the world when the summer sun sets. Cheeps, coos, and Bob White calls give way to amphibian ribbits, cricket chirps, and coyote howls. As darkness blankets boundaries just past where the yard light's beam ceases, that's where the magic of a country night begins. But if you sit outside for very long, you'll find that it works its way nearer and nearer. Some of the sights and sounds are welcome, like the firefly's twinkling dance or a hoot owl's animated song. Others, not so much. There's nothing quite as unsettling as the utter surprise of stumbling upon a roving possum on your way to or from the barn in the dark, or having to chase that varmint out of your garage because you forgot to shut the door before putting your PJs on. Ugh, they creep me out. With their rat tail, their wiry hair, and those gnarly teeth and a witch-like nose, many is the night I've tangled with one in close quarters. One winter night I will never forget. I tolerated a possum dining on a frozen cow pie while I first calf heifer sat in the barn. I can still hear the crunch. And most recently, I opened the back door and came face to face with a big old sow who appeared on the threshold seemingly ready to knock. And then I heard one scratch through the grass at the pasture gate, then watched him wobble down the middle of the gravel road in his one-man possum parade. My guess is that those two, she and he, were on a secret marsupial rendezvous. Well, here's another summer critter that truly bugs me. June bugs. It's like I have a target on the back of my neck that says, hit me with your best shot. Somewhere, there is a June bug general sending out the troops to dive bomb Brenda and make her hair stand on end and her skin crawl. And he's sitting there with his little June bug binoculars cackling as I jump and slap and dance the cha-cha, trying to rid myself of those sticky bug feet on the bottom of the bomber. Tell me I am not alone in this. With such heebie-jeebies over two of country's nighttime residents, you might be wondering why I take such risks with these things so unappreciated. Well, it's worth it. To count a cricket's chirpet and calculate the temperature, to imagine a jungle when that owl sounds more like a monkey, to smell the air fresh from a rain, or count the times a single lightning bug glistens. That's why I dare the dark out where I live. That is, until I hear, more than I feel, one of the worst things that goes bump on a country night. Mosquitoes. The reason I hate them the most? They'll put an end to a lovely evening by sending me straight indoors. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.